We welcome to the show Norwalk Police Chief James Walsh, who is here. And Chief Walsh, thank you for coming on. I've noticed recently almost a crackdown effort on THC products and cannabis illegally being sold in some of the city convenience stores. What can you tell us about this?
Yes, since 2021 and the legalization of adult use cannabis, we've seen a dramatic rise in small convenience stores, vape shops, and smoke shops in the city of Norwalk illegally selling unregulated, uninspected cannabis over the counters. And we also seen an incredible rise in high THC products being sold to everybody unregulated. And as we all know, adult use cannabis is legal in the state of Connecticut for people over 21 in regulated shops, but these are unregulated shops, and it creates a public safety hazard because the products that people are buying are not checked and not inspected.
And Chief Walsh, when you say these shops, you don't have to give us names of them, but what kind of shops are you talking about?
We've seen a mix of stores that brand themselves convenience stores, vape shops, smoke shops, which sell smoke accessories and products. But they're also, through our investigations, we've determined that they're illegally selling cannabis and these high THC products.
Chief Walsh, do you believe that these shops were selling these products illegally before we made marijuana illegal in Connecticut? Do you feel like this was an issue that was there before, but now we're just very hyper aware of it?
I would say there's definitely some form of correlation between the legalization of cannabis in the state of Connecticut and these products, because the stores have quadrupled here in the city of Norwalk. So there's got to be a reason why there's so many stores have increased throughout neighborhoods, not only in Norwalk, but in southwestern Connecticut. Many police departments through southwestern Connecticut and the whole state of Connecticut have dealt with this same issue of these stores popping up and selling cannabis, because a lot of people think that marijuana is just, you know, legal. It's only legal in the state of Connecticut for people over 21 and through stores or retail establishments that have been approved by the state of Connecticut. Currently in the city of Norwalk, we have 3, but we have made several investigations and several arrests of non-regulated stores in the city of Norwalk selling marijuana.
And actually, that was in our news this week, that your most recent, it sounds like, unless something's happened since last Friday, but a week ago, you arrested a 22-year-old with multiple drug possession charges now. And I'm curious, how do you find out that a shop is illegally selling these products? How does that come about? I don't want to reveal all of your secrets, but, you know, is it just as simple as a resident or a shopper goes in, notices this and gives you a tip? Like, how does that work, that you even discover which convenience stores or smoke shops or what have you? How do you figure out going there and raiding and finding out if, in fact, they are selling these products illegally?
A lot of times it's a mix. You know, we have anonymous text tip lines here in the city of Norwalk. We have received information over anonymous text tip lines. Our investigators work with confidential sources who reveal information. And some of these investigations have actually been started by cold initiations of undercover officers walking in stores and attempting to buy and being successful in buying the illegal products right over the counter. So it's a cadre of different information, actions, intelligence actions that we do take to start these investigations. And once that starts, we go through the process of getting arrest warrants and search warrants.
So we have Police Chief James Walsh here with the Norwalk Police Department. And as you mentioned, Chief Walsh, this is not something that's just going on in Norwalk. In fact, I had Attorney General William Tong here months and months ago. He was in studio over the summertime. He was doing a personal statewide crackdown on exactly what you're talking about, going into convenience stores, smoke shops, things like that. And finding his specific thing he was worried about are the THC products. And I don't know if we're talking about the same thing, but he was saying chips or candies, things that a child, honestly, could go in and buy these products, not realizing that they are illegal THC-infused products that could make them very sick, land them in the hospital. I mean, they could be deadly even. That's according to Attorney General William Tong. Is, when you say products, is that what you're talking about, and is that what you're seeing?
Yes, we are. We're seeing products that are being labeled like candy, like Snickers bars and Skittles, that are illegally high in THC, tetrahydrochloride. You know, there are certain products which have been approved by the state which contain THC, but these products are, shall I say, gathered on the black market and then sold in retail stores in Connecticut, but they're branded and packaged like candy, which could be very dangerous to small children and teenagers who look at it, or could be passed on to some other kid that a kid has at school. So it does present a definite public safety hazard.
So before I sound like I'm pointing the finger at somebody, I need to ask this question. Shop owners are aware that these are illegal products, correct? It's not like these are aimlessly being stocked in their stores and they aren't aware of that.
Yes, the owners and the retail, the people who manage the retail establishments that we've investigated are completely aware and keen of what is going on, and they're doing it for just mere profit, and they know they're skirting the law.
So any idea, Chief, I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be, I guess, a concrete number, but sort of a ballpark. Any idea how many in Norwalk, how many of these shops have now been flagged or people have had to face charges for illegally selling these products?
I'm going to say over the last 2 years, 3 years, we're up to 14 to 16 different establishments. Yes.
So what does that mean, Chief Walsh? So when you flag a place that's been doing this illegally, do they stay on police radar where they have to have regular check-ins? Like, obviously, we understand people face charges and they have a, you know, now maybe a record, they have to pay money, whatever that may be. But, like, does that store remain on your radar? Do you have to do check-ins, or how does that work?
Yeah, we've done multiple investigations on the same store, and a couple of them have closed due to that fact, because, you know, the property owner or the landlord just got tired of what was going on there and they evicted them. So some remain on our radar, and we're currently working with our city ordinance to create a city common council, I shall say, to create an ordinance to start closing some of these establishments. Based on, you know, a process of review and them getting due process through a hearing through the city to close them. And that has been a very effective approach done by several local governments in Connecticut.
I was going to say, here in Milford, the mayor earlier this year passed an ordinance where no new smoke shops can open up. Anybody that's already here has kind of been grandfathered in, but we are not allowed to open up any new smoke shops here to crack down on exactly what you're talking about, but also just the mirror, they're everywhere, and it just feels like anybody can walk in at any time. So what you're talking about, Chief Walsh, if I understand correctly, is that current shops right now, they wouldn't even be grandfathered in. If they've already gotten in trouble multiple times with selling illegal products, they would be forced to shut down, possibly?
No, this would. I don't think it would be retroactive.
It would be going forward,
moving forward. Yes.
Well, it certainly would incentivize people to do the right thing and stop selling dangerous products and follow the law. You'll get shut down if you get caught.
Yes, hopefully, there's some form of punishment, and, you know, we could start stemming some of the problem that we're seeing here in the city of Norwalk.
Chief Walsh, do you have any sort of a timeline or any idea so we could stay on top of this and certainly get the news out there? I'm sure people would want to, you know, voice their opinions on it, their concerns about these types of illegal products being sold and have a say in this type of an ordinance passing. Do you know, like, when the next meeting or, like, what the next steps are for this?
I do believe that the final draft of the ordinance will be going to Common Council in the next 90 days.
Okay. Well, we would love to keep an eye on this story and certainly keep people in the loop about it, and could mean monumental changes with cracking down on this huge issue statewide, but at least specifically in Norwalk, some changes that could be put into place in the new year. Chief Walsh, I want to thank you again for the work that you do as the chief of the Norwalk Police Department, but also for giving us this update here on WACC. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. That's Chief James Walsh again with the Norwalk Police Department right here. I'm Melissa in the Morning.